SCP-1. If we give heed to the word of God, the word shines and exposes within to awaken us for His coming. Roman numeral 1. It is crucial for believers to give heed to the prophetic word. C. If the church does not pay adequate attention to these prophecies, many believers will inevitably lose faith, be deceived by lies, be destroyed because of lack of that knowledge, and forget the Lord's coming by not being watchful. Roman numeral 2. Peter likens the word of prophecy in the scripture to a lamp shining in a dark place. B. The prophetic word of the scriptures as a shining lamp to the believers conveying spiritual light that shines in the dear darkness, not merely knowledge in letters, for their mental apprehension, guiding them into the bright day, even to pass through the dark night, until the day of the Lord's appearing dawns. D. If we give heed to the prophetic word in the Bible, which shines as a lamp in a dark place, we will have Christ rising in our hearts to shine in the darkness. Roman numeral 3. We need to give heed to the lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning stars rises in our hearts. 2 Peter 1:19. And we have the prophetic word more firm, to which you do well to give heed, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. In the church life, there is nothing outwardly attractive. What attracted us and still attracts us is the shining of light. The divine light is always shining in the saints. As a result, there is not much need for correction, adjustment, convincing or condemning. The inward shining through the word of God takes care of all the different problems and needs. Whenever we receive the word from the Bible, this word shines in us. The shining exposes us, and the exposing subdues us. Others may be unable to subdue us, but immediately the wonderful shining restricts us. This is the living word, becoming the shining light in our experience. The word of God in the Bible as a lamp shining in a dark place conveys spiritual light that shines to enlighten the believers. This lamp becomes the morning star rising within the believers, which eventually brings in the dawning day, the age of the kingdom as a day that will dawn at the coming of the Lord Jesus as the Son of Righteousness. Applications to young people, college students, new ones. Testimony 1. Before I got married to a husband, I used to think that it was all right to be single my whole life. I had no desire for marriage at all. I was raised by a single mother and I was the only child, and I was independent since I was small. So I think this influenced me. But after I became a Christian, as I observed the couples and families who practiced church life together, I was enlightened of my individualism and how independent I had been. And I received the light from Genesis 2:18. And Jehovah God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper as his counterpart." I started to realize that I needed marriage in my Christian life, with the fellowship and help from the saints who go ahead. Thank the Lord that the husband who loves the Lord was given to me. Now it's been 3 years after marriage, and we are serving together for the young people by setting the Lord and the church light first in our life. We are being sanctified from the Word and participating in a life which awaits His second coming. Hallelujah. Testimony 2. Right after I came full-time training, all the trainees except me had somebody to shepherd. But I had none. So I prayed the Lord every day, "Let me bear fruit please give me someone to be baptized. Thank the Lord. I feel the Lord gave me the person who got baptized. The Lord listened to my persistent prayers. Thank the Lord that I learned that we should bother God in prayer, not to be discouraged, and I should pray to Him persistently. John 15:1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. For abiding me and I in you, as the branches cannot bear fruits of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. 16. You did not choose me, but I choose you, and I set you, that you should go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, the word of the Bible is a lamp which shines in the darkness. If we do not pay attention to the word of the Bible, the prophetic word, we will lose faith and be deceived by lies. When I come to the word, the living word will shine in me, enlighten, expose, conquer, condemn, lead and restrict me in the daily living. I come to the word every day and make myself ready for his coming.